Ed, it is February. It's good to see January in the rearview mirror.
It always is.
We got a lot of snow in January. We got it all at one time, but we got a nice big loading of it. And with snow comes salt and various de-icers and the like. But really, the salts are the problematic thing, especially when you're talking about your landscape.
Well, particularly for plants. When we talk salt here, we're talking sodium chloride, the traditional salt that's used out there. It can cause damage to plants. You get a high concentration. It'll actually rupture your plant cells and can desiccate the plant, particularly evergreens, that can dry them out. If we get a lot of it really concentrated in an area, it can also damage soil structure. It'll decrease its ability to drain, so you get more ponding and water. So there's a lot of things to be aware of here. But there's things we can do as a homeowner that can reduce the salt damage by changing the type of salt or mixtures that we have. We can use safer alternatives, because even though historically the road salt is sodium chloride, you can also get other chloride combinations such as calcium, magnesium, or potassium that are not near as destructive on the environment area.
Many of the road crews have really cut back on the amount of salt that they put down.
Because it's also pretty destructive on their roads too. And these are more expensive, is why people do not want to use them, but particularly around sensitive plant areas. You can also blend the salt with sand or kitty litter, so you don't have to use as much on there. Use a ratio of 50 parts to 1. Sand to de-icer will be just as effective as if you use only the de-icer. Historically, homeowners use much more de-icer than they need. You know, you don't need a lot of those little pellets of places to get the job done, and they just coat places. Also, there's liquid products that are available, such as potassium acetate, that'll do just as good a job. You can also make a homemade de-icer yourself, too. You can buy some magnesium chloride. You can melt that in hot water and then mix that with 2 parts of regular water to de-icer. Then you just put it in a hand pump, and you can just squirt it on the small areas like your steps or something, so you don't have to scatter a lot of stuff. You have more control where it goes and also how much you're putting on. If you got really valuable plants that are in an area that's, you know, we got a lot of road work or other things, you can put burlap screens there to prevent that spray from hitting those shrubs. Usually it's evergreens that are near highways that have the greatest potential for damage on this. And people don't think about it. You know, they're living all that winter and have something like salt hit them that heavily, they can really desiccate them. You can get brown branches and actually lose half that plant come the following spring.
Well, it's not good on automobiles either. And talk about the economics of these other substitutes. What's more expensive, salt or a new bridge?
Right. And also, you know, I don't really want to have to replant all my landscape in an area again, too. There's some things you can do to lessen the potential for damage.
Thank you, Ed. For Ag Talk, Vaughn Wickerham with Ed Lentz. Good morning to you.
Good morning.